The weapons were mostly sticks and grails because there was little stone in the area. John de Greystoke put 10 mongrels out of commission with his grail and then was hit on the head with a rock and stabbed with the fire-hardened tip of a bamboo spear. He awoke, naked, with only his grail, or a grail, by this grailstone. The other man told his story with signs and pantomime. He had been fishing when his hook was taken by something so powerful that it had pulled him into the water. Coming back up, he had struck his head on the bottom of the boat and drowned. The question of what happened to those who were killed in the afterlife was answered. Why they were not raised in the same areas as in which they died was another question. The second event was the failure of the Grails to deliver the noonday meal. Instead, crammed inside the cylinders were 6 cloths. These were of various sizes and of many different colors, hues, and patterns. 4 were obviously designed to be worn as kilts. They could be fastened around the body with magnetic tabs inside the cloth. 2 were of thinner, almost transparent material, and obviously made as brassieres, though they could be used for other purposes. Though the cloth was soft and absorbent, it stood up under the roughest treatment and could not be cut by the sharpest chert or bamboo knife. Mankind gave a collective whoop of delight on finding these towels. Though men and women had by then become accustomed, or at least resigned, to nudity, the more aesthetic and the less adaptable had found the universal spectacle of human genitalia unbeautiful, or even repulsive. Now they had kilts and bras and turbans. The latter were used to cover up their heads while their hair was growing back in. Later, turbans became a customary headgear. Hair was returning, everywhere, except on the face. Burton was bitter about this. He had always taken pride in his long mustachios and forked beard. He claimed that their absence made him feel more naked than the lack of trousers. Wilfrida had laughed and said, "I'm glad they're gone. I've always hated hair on men's faces. Kissing a man with a beard was like sticking my face in a bunch of broken bedsprings." Chapter 13. 60 days had passed. The boat had been pushed across the plain on big bamboo rollers. The day of the launching had arrived. The Hadji was about 40 feet long and essentially consisted of 2 sharp-prowed bamboo hulls fashioned together with a platform, a bowsprit with a balloon sail and a single mast, fore and aft rigged with sails of woven bamboo fibers. It was steered by a great oar of pine, since a rudder and steering wheel were not practicable. Their only material for ropes at this time was the grass, though it wouldn't be long before leather ropes would be made from the tanned skin and entrails of some of the larger river fish. A dugout, fashioned by Kaz from a pine log, was tied down to the foredeck. Before they could get it into the water, Kaz made some difficulties. By now, he could speak very broken and limited English and some oaths in Arabic, Baluchi, Swahili, and Italian, all learned from Burton. "Must need. What you call it? Voila. What it word? Kill somebody before place boat on river. You know. Merda. Need word, Burton Nock. You give Burton Nock. Word. Word. Kill man so God. Kabur kaga grubems. Water God. No sink boat. Get angry. Drown us. Eat us."
"Sacrifice," Burton said.
"Many bloody thanks, Burton Nock. Sacrifice. Cut throat. Put on boat. Rub it on wood. Then water God not mad at us."
"We don't do that," Burton said.
Kaz argued, but finally agreed to get on the boat. His face was long, and he looked very nervous. Burton, to ease him, told him that this was not Earth, it was a different world, as he could see at a quick glance around him, and especially at the stars. The gods didn't live in this valley. Kaz listened and smiled, but he still looked as if he expected to see the hideous green-bearded face and bulging fishy eyes of Kabur Kana Krubems rising from the depths. The plain was crowded around the boat that morning. Everybody was there for many miles around, since anything out of the usual was entertainment. They shouted and laughed and joked. Though some of the comments were derisive, all were in good humor. Before the boat was rolled off the bank into the river, Burton stood up on its bridge, a slightly raised platform, and held up his hand for silence. The crowd's chatter died away, and he spoke in Italian.